Dearly beloved,
we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we have lost. Apu. The beloved Simpsons operator of the Springfield Quickie Mart discovered this week that he was not a real Indian, but in reality a middle-aged white voice actor named Hank Azaria, and immediately passed from our fellowship. The great imposter Azaria has flagellated himself repeatedly in public since the discovery, and we are hopeful for his reformation after this disturbing example of brown voice. If only Apu had turned out to be from Bombay, or a taxi driver, or the team leader in a call center with a more authentic accent, but alas, he was a white guy who used his devil tongue to convince us that convenience stores are ever owned by people who do not speak flawless English.
Thank you, I'll come again.
Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Your sweet voice.
Walmart. Although it has not been officially announced, we anticipate any moment the decision to cast this great American villain from the Congregation of the Faithful. This week, hundreds of major American companies formed a Democratic lobbying collective called the We Hate Georgia and Any Other State with Republicans 2 Super PAC. Inexplicably, resisting this next evolution of hive mind, Walmart declined the invitation, instead outrageously saying they preferred to stay out of politics and just sell stuff. This attempt to proclaim tolerance clearly violates the third rule of wokeness: silence is the greatest sin of all. And so the process to deport Walmart from the country has begun. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And the word mistress. When it was brought to light by the noted acolytes of word purity at the Associated Press that any term referring to an adulterer by her gender is inherently sexist, since there is no comparable male word. Moreover, calling a woman a mistress reinforces the blatant cisgender bias that there actually are women. Of course, since all sexism is rooted in terminology and synonyms, it's inadequate to merely remove the one evil term. Therefore, all substitute words such as harlot, adulteress, consort, concubine, side piece, homewrecker, and Lewinsky are now to be uttered nevermore. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these canceled villains cast out from our midst, may we all go forth and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
623 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And a side note to the Transgressors Memorial Service, I had someone ask me, where do I come up with all of these crazy ideas? To which I had to say, oh, these are all genuine news stories. They really, really are.